My brothers and sisters in Christ, in my opinion, one of the signal accomplishments of the Second Vatican Council in the early 1960s was the restoration of the permanent diaconate. And we currently have 20 men in formation for the order of deacons in our diocese within about a year of their ordination. Today I will ordain John Soplinski a deacon, but his diaconate will be ordered toward the priesthood, which, God willing, and John cooperating, he will receive next year. A transitional deacon, however, is still a deacon. And even as a priest, he does not lose his diaconate. He builds on it. What is the essence of the diaconate? In one word, it is service. Service. And that service takes many forms. One of the principal ways a deacon serves is by helping people in need. We remember that the diaconate began when the apostles found they could not adequately provide food for the Greek-speaking widows in the Christian community in Jerusalem. Already the church was a way of being, rather that there were people who spoke different languages in the church, and the same is true today. So after consulting with the Christian community in Jerusalem, apostles ordained 7 men deacons to carry out that ministry of distributing food to the widows of the Greek-speaking Jewish Christian community. Now, as the first deacons fed the hungry, so deacons historically have attended people with many kinds of needs, some finding shelter for the homeless, others visiting the sick, still others by bringing clothes or food or furniture to poor families. Sometimes deacons are called to stand up and defend people who are being attacked or oppressed in some way, the unborn, immigrants. There are other groups as well. And St. Peter reminds everyone serving God's name, whoever serves, let it be with the strength that God provides. In these and other ways, deacons imitate their Savior, who, as St. Peter said in the first reading, went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Another form of service rendered to the church by deacons is the ministry of the Word. St. Stephen, one of the original deacons, proclaimed God's Word in Jerusalem, which ultimately led to his martyrdom. Another of those first deacons, Philip, proclaimed that Word in Samaria. St. Francis of Assisi is reported to have been a deacon. He preached God's word, and even the birds listened. Only a few days ago, I observed the 50th anniversary of my first homily as a deacon. And several days a week, I used to visit children in the regional hospital for children with severe illnesses in Rome, Bambino Gesù Hospital. And after I was ordained a deacon, the priest chaplain, a very fine Italian priest, invited me to give a homily at the Mass for the children and the parents. And I took to heart, as I still do, the admonition of St. Peter in our second reading, whoever preaches, let it be with the words of God. Now, third major service that deacons offer is their sacramental ministry. Along with assisting the priest at Mass, deacons regularly bring Holy Communion to the sick, the homebound, and prisoners. They have been doing that since the first century. If someone can't go to church, the church goes to them in the person of the deacon. Deacons may also baptize and witness weddings. I certainly had my share of baptisms. I was a slow learner, so I had a diaconate of 3 years. And I was still a deacon at my first wedding. I hope Deacon John will get the opportunity to experience the joys of such sacramental ministry. The spirit with which a deacon conducts his ministry matters. While Holy Communion given by a grumpy deacon is still the Lord's body and blood, the sacrament is more joyfully received if offered with a smile. St. Peter's counsel is wise. Be serious and sober-minded so that you will be able to pray. It is good for a deacon or any servant of God to be serious about what he or she is doing, not gloomy or unable to laugh, but simply aware that it is God's work that is being undertaken. And that also means, as Peter said, that prayer should accompany our service. We all need the grace of God to do his work well, so we should ask for it. When St. Peter says, be hospitable to one another without complaining, he is urging us to make room in our lives for others. The deacon must strive to be available to people. One transitional deacon was asked to help with youth retreats while he was still in the seminary. Although he had the theology courses to take and other requirements for priesthood to fulfill, he made time for the retreats and had a very good impact on the youth. When you see a deacon at the altar, you are seeing an icon of the unity of the love of God and the love of neighbor. The deacon is serving God directly at Mass, but is serving God's people before and after the Mass. It teaches all of us that we cannot choose between love of God and love of neighbor. Rather, we must love both. In our gospel, seeing the crowds, our Lord's heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. So the Lord himself taught and fed those crowds. In each generation of the church's history, the Lord Jesus has raised up shepherds whose hearts are moved with pity and concern for his people, that they not be shepherdless. John, you are one whom he has called to that ministry, now diaconate, later priesthood. We are grateful for your generosity in accepting God's call. I urge all of you here today to keep John in your prayers, that he may be a gentle, patient, and compassionate servant of God's people. And please pray for more candidates to step forward as he has. For the Lord said, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. The laity do much good work for the Lord. The church could not go forward without all that the laity do, whether they're working directly for the church or simply trying to live good lives out in the public sphere and influence the society toward better values. But we also need deacons and priests and consecrated persons. So pray for them. And together, let us work for the progress of the gospel in our diocese and throughout the world. For the Lord's are the earth and all its fullness. Praised be the Lord, who hears our prayers and answers them.